We are rolling. Sound speed.
The most important thing is you gotta give the people what they want. Even if it kills you. Even if it empties you out until there's nothing left to empty. No matter what happens, no matter how much it hurts, you don't stop dancing and you don't stop smiling and you give those people what they want.
And action!
What?
You know the fucking vibes! You know what fucking time it is, nigga! Tired of playing with niggas. We starting like this. Oh, my nigga said no gunshot, so we ain't shooting, but we got the horn coming at you. Tired of these niggas playing with us. Niggas, start the intro the show.
Man, this is not my idea. Is my mic on? Oh no, is my shit on?
Your
this
shit gone.
This is not my idea, okay? This was Redrick's idea for all that. That was some crazy shit. Are you all right?
I'm ready.
All right, man. Hey, man. I appreciate everybody tuning in. My boy Redrick's ready to talk some motherfucking talk.
Bro, we've been disrespected.
We have been disrespected, man. This is the Thoughtful Narcissist. This is the one and only. The first ever.
Tell them.
Thoughtful Narcissist.
Speak our
podcast,
fucking truth,
man. Nobody had no fucking podcast with narcissists and thoughtful.
Y'all niggas wasn't thoughtful, nor were y'all narcissists.
Before us.
It was here.
This is facts.
And JoJo, but he's not with us.
Shout out to Jody. Shout out to my boy Jody. Shout out to AJ. Shout out to everybody who's been here from the beginning.
Mm.
7 years.
Tell him.
7 years. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing this shit with the Thoughtful Narcissist name. And I didn't even know, but my partner told me here that somebody been false claiming this.
Yo, man, let's let these folks know you are now listening to the greatest podcast in the world. It's your boy Redrick here. You know, we got, you know what I'm saying? We got my boy, Prime.
Prime in the building.
Yo.
We got friends of the show. My bad. We got into this shit. I done lost track of
Nah, we introducing folks. We good. We got the lovely misinformation with us.
Your
misinformation.
So we appreciate that. But let's get to the fucking smoke. Because my nigga said I couldn't use the gunshots because he a family man.
I'm a family man.
So we not
I'm
using no gunshots. But.
No shots.
Queens flip. Please come to the front. I gave you till today. I told you. You had to this episode drop to change the name.
He said change the name. Damn.
If you are not familiar, Queens Flip, now with the Joe Budden Network, Joe Budden Podcast, has a little Twitch show he doing out here called The Narcissist Show. My nigga, you are not a narcissist. You are Joe's do boy. Joe didn't put that battery in your back, that dick up your ass.
Oh, my Ooh. God.
Oh, Lord.
And you got shit crazy. You got shit fucked up. And that's just real. I don't appreciate it. You still got Flip the Script.
Yep.
I fuck with Flip the Script. You done did a lot of dope shit on Flip the Script. But you don't need to get into this narcissist lane. You been hanging out with Joe. Joe said, oh, I'm a narcissist. No.
Tell him.
No. We the narcissist, the thoughtful narcissist. So I ain't going to touch on this no more. If I got to address this, we gonna handle this off camera. We're going to handle this like businessman because I know you're a businessman, Flip. So we can discuss this like gentlemen, but I don't like that.
Flip doesn't owe you no business.
I don't know, Flip. I don't even know.
Flip owe me everything.
Let him know.
Right now. Don't Let touch my know. Shit. You got 1 billion views off of Flip the Script. Don't come into narcissist lane.
Who is Flip?
So he's a content creator out of New York, Queens, obviously, Queens, New York.
I've never heard of Flip before.
I mean, he's done some crazy shit before, but now he's on Joe Budden Podcast.
Flip never heard of us. That's
Flip ain't never heard of us. He right, but if he Googled this shit.
You would have did your due diligence.
This shit come up. You know what I'm saying?
That's why they didn't say thoughtful.
They didn't say thoughtful. They tried to take some shit out.
They did.
It's still remixing.
That shit too close. That's too close to my shit. Our shit.
Mixing our shit.
I don't like that.
It's a lot of things.
That's too close to JoJo shit. Don't do that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
There's a fucking Mickey McDonald's in fucking New York.
I'm cool with that. That ain't got nothing to do with me. If it was a thoughtful narcissist McDonald's, then I'd be on their ass. I'd be on their ass.
That shit's extremely close, though. You see what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, but I'm not with that. This is our shit. We didn't put in the work. We didn't put in the grind.
Look, this is all I'm saying. You just got to fuck with us, bro. You got to fuck with us, bro.
We willing to let you on.
You got to get us on the show. You got to come on our show. We got to do some shit together. We're going to have to collab on some shit, bro. You got our, you done took our name, bro. No, you know what I'm saying? You can't
say that. Yes, okay. We can. We will.
You took part of our name, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's only, I feel like it's only right. Is
it something that you guys created?
We created a thoughtful narcissist.
Exactly.
What's yes.
This, what's this podcast?
The Narcissist Show on Twitch. And I'm not fucking with that.
What's yours?
The Thoughtful Narcissist.
What's this?
I don't want, no, I'm not here, semantics, man.
Which show are you on right now?
You so that's who you need to be with. If you my man, that's who you need to be with.
Show right now, or are you on the thoughtful fucking narcissist podcast right now?
I'm with it. Holistic.
I feel like I'm being fair by just asking for.
At the end of the day, when people type in
when they type in narcissist, we gonna come up. If you put narcissist podcast or narcissist show, we gonna come up. If you come, we gonna come up.
So he might be fucking with us on the back end, is what he's saying.
What he need to? Well, you gotta touch base.
He might be putting.
You gotta touch base. You gotta check in.
That's why I said we need.
No, you gotta check in.
Well, that's why I said. That's why I said he did. I fuck with you.
No, I'm not here. I'm not here with this conspiracy. This nigga looking out for us. I'm not banging on that. I don't. I'm not jacking that.
I don't feel like you.
Him having a common name could be a positive thing more than a negative thing. And right now, you're applying pressure to a situation that could have blessed you more so looking at it like...
I agree. So, hey...
It's Easter Sunday, you can't be...
That don't mean nothing. You know, that don't mean nothing to me.
That don't mean nothing to a lot of other people sitting in this room. It may hit just a little...
Hey, Queens.
We got to talk about
my Easter, man saved you. Thank him.
Talk about Easter.
Thank him.
No. I'm because I feel you. But that's why I said, bro, just... Tap in with us, bro. You know what I'm saying? In. Fuck
but
with
you
us,
can't
bro.
Ask for
put us on
the way that you asked for.
No, I'm just saying.
Not
put us
off the way that he started.
I just said I don't deal with everything my boy Rhetoric do.
But that's my man's though, so he got my back.
I got his back. Okay. I got his back. You feel me?
That's now, my man.
He gonna get in there talking crazy. I'm gonna have to be the motherfucker coming here with the reason, with the you know what I'm saying, with the voice of reason.
I'm coming and with the rhetoric.
He coming with the crazy. I'm coming with the reason.
I understand. I'm with you.
So,
all right, we can get into the show now.
Quick flip.
Queens flip.
Queens flip. My bad.
Ain't nothing quick about him.
My bad, Queens flip. Listen, man, just tap in with us, bro. Fuck with us. Holler at me. Tell your people, get in touch with my people. We're going to put something together.
All right, we can get into the show now. All right, we got smoke for other niggas there. I got smoke for a lot of people there. Are y'all ready? Like, that's what I want to be prepared for. Y'all okay? Speak your truth. Speak your truth.
My boy Rhetoric ready to yell at somebody. I got a lot of shit to talk about. I ain't so much got smoke with nothing. I just want to enlighten the people.
I got smoke today, bro. I got a problem with a lot of things. How a lot of niggas was giving it up. So shout out to LSU. They did their thing. They won. We already saw the aftermath of Charlotte. I don't know if y'all want to get into that. We kind of already had that kind of discussion off.
I mean,
Mike.
Brief with me. It's just you know. You know how the game go.
She just won up there, in my opinion.
I think that, okay, so I will say that I could understand the part where she was following her around, why people might be like, oh, that was too much. But at the same time, like, motherfucker, we playing sports. Like, this shit get dirty. This shit get gritty.
Yeah.
We talk shit. We do this. Like, that's how the game go. Like, hey.
I'm with you.
You feel me?
Like, yeah, she just one-upped you.
Like these girls,
that's the only
talking,
thing.
These girls talking trash just like the dudes talking trash. Like they competitive, they want to win. They win.
They got that fire.
Yeah, they got that fire. Like yeah, maybe she shouldn't have followed her around, but hey, man, so what?
Nah,
man,
fuck that.
Shit, though, shit happens. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
I don't think it's that big of a.
She put the target on her back, bro. Y'all know how our sisters are, bro. That girl was embarrassing other queens
man,
on the court.
Other people,
so we not gonna let you do that, especially when they go out there and they don't. The black women ain't doing that to each other. You may see Angel flex and all that other stuff, but she wasn't going in, you know, looking at the other
hey,
team and all the other stuff.
Seen her do that before. So
she did. Okay, now I will say Angel did mean mug Shawty that was on the ground when she blocked her shot with one shoe off. But, I mean, that was kind of hard. I mean, I'm not going to be mad at that. But at the end of the day, you ain't going to be going out like that when you treating our folks like that, waving off the girl at the three-point line. No. So when we get there and we win, we bust your ass. Yes, I'm following you around.
Yeah, and shit. And it was another. It was another girl on another team that like punched the girl in the goddamn handshake this line.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So it's like shit. Yeah.
I like how the women are getting fiery, man.
I'm saying it ain't like she punched her or nothing. She just.
I think that it has more. So
there was a brawl in the NIT women. My bad. There was a brawl in the NIT women game though.
I think it has more so to do with like a background. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
And they was hating on her.
Baltimore. Yeah, da da da.
She from
they,
yeah.
They try to portray this image of her. And
she like a thug. Like yeah.
She didn't do a bit much. You see what I'm saying? I'm not sitting here saying that she didn't do a bit much, but she did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she did do a little extra.
It's within the rights. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This is the national championship.
Yeah.
And the young lady from Iowa had been doing the same thing. Yeah, people can say, oh, it's not the same thing. It don't matter.
It don't matter, guy. Okay. You let her do it, right. Talk. So you can't try to say it. Yeah, right, right. Right. Now you can't say it's too far. Right, right, right. Just because I do something better than how you do it, you can't say, oh, well, when you do it, it's too far. Like, we can't pick and choose. If you allow one person to do it, you got to let everybody do it. It's too late to try to draw the line now.
For the European-American young lady.
Yep.
It shouldn't be a problem for no
David Pork Dork.
European.
Hey, David Pork Dork. Don't say that shit no more. You need to really delete that tweet. Barstool CEO call her a classless idiot or something like that. Fuck you.
Keith Olbermann said some shit too.
Delete that shit, Keith. Yeah, that shit was corny as fuck.
Yeah. I don't think none of these grown men should be.
And I got a problem with all these niggas who work for Barstool.
Like Dion.
Like Dion, like Gillian Wallow.
Letting that shit fly.
No, they did a weak ass apology, but then Gilly gonna be in the back. Oh, but we love you, Dave. Why are you doing that? Yeah. This white man disrespected a queen. Would you still love him if that was your daughter?
Like, that's a little girl. It's like, she's not a little girl, but she's a little girl. Like, she like.
She younger girl. Years old, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, she young as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And y'all old ass men out here trying to insult this girl.
Going
like,
crazy.
That's crazy as hell.
Bro, that shit was so fucking corny, bro.
I think that shit was classless. I think that was classless.
I will say, I appreciate Wallow. He did try to at least sound, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was standing on something. But that tap dancing, Gilly, man. Shame on you, Gilly. You should be ashamed of yourself. That's not how you do that. You got to stand up for your people. That shit ain't right. But yeah, I do have a problem with the niggas who were. I said when Dion went to fucking the HBCUs, he brought Barstool there, and I said, hey, y'all cool with a nigga working with somebody who says he can say nigga and go to and working with an HBCU?
Hey, man, that money talk.
Hey, that bullshit walk too.
Money talk.
That bullshit fucking walk. But shout out to LSU, man. I was really, you know, excited to see them come out. It was a good game.
Yeah, that shit was cool. I was happy to see them win. I was really happy for Flajay, man. People don't know her background. You know, her dad was a rapper, and he got killed before Savannah. She was born for Savannah Camouflage. So, like, you know, I had been kind of following her story. Like, when she was younger rapping, she was on America's Got Talent. She played at, like, Sprayberry High School or some shit, I want to say. But she been balling this shit, so it's good to, like, you know, see her, you know, do good
she
and shit.
To the WNBA. She can go.
She can go. She can go. And she could be a rapper at the same time, so. She followed that shit. She got balls.
It's good seeing that the girl game kind of develop like that, cause like
it's been taking
a long time.
Yeah,
it's been a slow
burn. Definitely bringing attention to, like, you know, women's college basketball and shit. And I think they gonna like. I think next year, just off of this, it's gonna be more eyes on it off the rip,
definitely.
Just so people can kind of follow more storylines. And these girls gonna be back next year, mm-hmm. right? So they ain't leaving. You feel me? So now it's like already something to build off of. For women's college basketball, so I think that shit cool. I think it's gonna be real good for the
sport
and shit.
Nah, because you're really getting an opportunity now for them to actually build up the stories like we did when we watched back in the day. Like, well, not us, but our parents did when they watched Bird and Magic. That's why I thought it was funny when people were like, "Oh, people are so gross for trying to incorporate race." How do you think the NBA got big? They took the best black nigga and the best white nigga and pit them against each other. That's what saved the NBA in the 80s was they played on the race shit. So that's right now. That's where we're at with the girls game. We're finding ways to create stories that are real interesting. And these girls really have, like, you know what I'm saying? These are not just butchy looking girls anymore. Yeah. Like, these girls can sell stuff now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This girl's name is Bayou Barbie.
Bayou Barbie.
So I'm with it. So I fuck with all this
super
shit.
Super cute too. Did you see her say that she is making more money now than she would in the WNBA?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
She got like hella NIL deals. Millions of dollars. They said she's the highest
she couldn't leave if she
paid athlete.
I mean, yeah, because they make you stay 3 or 4
college
years.
College NIL.
Yeah.
Women, I think they graduated. I mean, they're making hard for them.
Yeah, I mean, they because they want them to, they know it's a short season. Like, they can go overseas and get the money right away. But if they do, they stay here. It's a short season. It's not really much they can do.
They can play both.
Yeah, they do play both. Both of them do. That's how they, most of them get their money overseas and then just come back just so they can be at home and play in front of friends and family and stuff.
Off her college career, she about to make so much money. Like, nuts.
Yeah, and she's going, and then, and hopefully she can keep that going, you know, into the next endeavor. And then that's going to help boost the league. Because if you boasting players and stuff like that, that's how, again, with the NBA, Jordan, they found that one player who could sell everything. When they find this, that one chick who's willing to get down with the content shit and sell everything, it's going to be over with, bro. They're going to be a female Jordan. Like, in regards to the shoe sales, popularity. Like, look where we at with music. Summer Jam is all female rappers. Like, that's like almost a first. So, like, we are in that point now where it's coming. Like, I know a lot of women been wanting it to happen right now, but bro, the time is coming. Like, we're really going to see in our lifetime a superstar female athlete, as long as they can keep working on selling angles like they're doing now.
I've already seen it though. I think we've
other than Serena.
That.
Yeah, I mean, like in a team
Serena
sport.
Serena definitely.
That's what I mean, like in a team sport.
Yeah, Serena. Yeah, okay. I feel you.
Cause it's different when you can just be yourself out there. You know what I'm saying?
What does that look like though?
Like
when
what you mean?
Superstar female athlete.
For a team sport, like, she's going to be somebody who's going to be able to sell product. At the end of the day, that's what Jordan was. That's what they just made that movie Air about. It's about Jordan was able to sell product. And this is where we're going to get to a woman. We already got women selling product in different arrays. It's going to be that athleisure woman who's going to sell the shoes. She's going to sell the gear. She's going to have that feminine look, but also be able to hit those elements that are needed to be that, you know, athlete sport, that athletic role model. And it's going to be, she's going to get the push. Like, someone's going to put the money behind her, and she's going to go out of this world.
They're going to start marketing beauty products towards, like, athletic women, like lace glue that stays so you can do sports with your wig on.
And you don't think that transitions to just regular life? You know what I'm saying? If I can wear this shit while Shawty is doing a three, you know, say a spin move on a hoe, you know what I'm saying, and laying it up on her, what you think that I'm going to be able to do when I'm in the club having a good time and shit? Like, this shit is going to go. Like, I'm trying to tell you, this shit is next level, bro. Like, granted, it probably takes a lot of money just because the upkeep of the talent is higher than a Jordan would be. But I promise you, with the examples like Cardi, we seen with Ice Spice, it's going to go. It's going to happen.
Man, I'm not. I could see it.
It's going to be amazing. So I'm definitely dope. I'm definitely excited to see where this goes. Because, like I said, I've always wanted to see the women's game try to get that push. Because I've never been interested. And this is the first time where I'm actually... Besides with the way they look, I'm interested in their stories. I'm not gonna shy behind that. When I seen what's her name from Notre Dame, the one Lil Wayne was cool with. See, I can't remember her name no more.
Scarlett.
Yeah, she's like 32 or 34. I can't remember her name no more. I'm only on the new girls. I'm on the young ones now. You know what I'm saying? I'm on 21s and 22s. I'm Marcus Houston.
Marcus Houston was all 17.
That's still too
18,
old for
19.
Marcus Houston.
I was trying to clean. Well, he married her at 19, so I mean.
He married her at 19, so yeah. He met her at 17.
Do y'all want to get into that? Y'all,
I mean, there's nothing to get into. That's sick.
No, I mean, he dropped another video trying to, you know, clean it up,
yeah,
talking
of course.
You talking about nothing happened at 17.
Only niggas who did some shit is trying to clean some shit up. Yeah, you only said, clean it up a mess. If you ain't made no mess, what you clean it up?
Yeah, he said they didn't do anything until she turned 18.
Yeah, because they did everything when he met her
like,
at 17.
Like, what do you mean?
Allegedly, with all that. If he touched her when she was 17, that nigga's nasty. That shit is gross. But if he waited till 19,
especially,
that's nasty, but it's not
especially
illegal.
Especially if you're like 40s. Like, well,
he was like late 30s. He was like middle 30s.
Like, it's different if you like 20 and she's 17. Or you like, you know, it's a close age.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, nigga, you're fucking 38, bro. Like,
yeah,
damn,
that was wild,
dude,
behavior.
You're old as fuck, bro.
That was wild behavior,
like,
y'all.
Yo,
he was like 36 when she was 17.
Bro.
That's
you're
disgusting.
Old, like, nigga, come on. Like, bro, what are you doing?
Now he's
like, nigga, I'm 32 and I'll be looking at little kids like, ugh, gross. Like, these are motherfuckers. Ugh. You know what I'm saying? So what the
but fuck I mean, if she's 22 that's different. Like, to me, if once you after you turn 21, you're more into a woman than not. Nah. But no, 21, you're more into a woman than not.
I'm gonna tell you, like, now that I know, bro, peak woman, peak age be about 25, 26, 27. That's when they be having the best bodies. Like,
that's not saying that was he went from talking like, great to objectifying.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
I was with you right up until that.
I'm saying, like, they be having good bodies after and before. Not to say, like, you know, but I feel like that's like.
The scale. Like,
yeah, that's ain't the scale. Body. Yeah, they, yeah, right. You know
what it's I'm not
saying? Not the quota. It's not the quota. You know what I'm saying? Because me, I prefer, like, you know, like a 30.
Yeah, clean it up.
You know, I prefer, like, a little.
Get you a mop.
I prefer, like, a 30, you know, around in the 31, 32. I feel like that's a nice grown woman, you know, for me.
I feel it.
You know, generally, you know, so I know around that 25 to 27, 28 age, that's when, like, the shit be like, okay.
Yeah, Marcus, you know, Houston, you nasty.
You grew up. You grown. You're fully grown now. You know what I'm saying?
But you're not breaking the law if you didn't touch her. I will say that. He didn't break the law if he didn't touch her until 18. Mm-hmm. 18. But he nasty.
I mean, if you plotting.
I feel like this. If you plotting, you can be nasty, and then you just didn't break the law. I think those two things can exist.
So you could be nasty, but they don't mean it's illegal.
Yeah, once you turn 18, it's not illegal anymore.
It ain't illegal to be nasty.
Plotting is grooming.
We can have comments on the choices, nigga. Grooming. We had a teacher.
Is grooming. If you meet a girl and you plotting on her, you're grooming.
We had a teacher who sat for 4 years. He let that motherfucker burn.
He didn't sit for four.
Well, he probably sat for three. Probably three. That last like year, he couldn't resist himself no more.
About two and a half.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, he probably was two and a half. That boy was fighting. He was fighting her.
You don't know what he was fighting, though. He might have been fighting to keep this shit a secret.
True, true. But no, they still together. Like, shit, it to this day. Like that sometimes. Well, I mean, when you manipulate her from a child, yes. That nigga wired her brain from puberty. She's getting flushed with hormones, and this nigga got a fucking surgical thing in her brain. Like, well, come here, and you're going to do this, and you do that? Oh, no. Like, we going in, now she's fucking a grown woman, and don't know nothing else but this fucking senior citizen.
Creepy-ass nigga.
He was old then, my nigga. He was old then. He had grays. Nigga looked like fucking Mr. Fantastic.
But he might have still been like 40-something.
Nah, he was just he was in his late 40s.
Late 50s, almost 50, bro. He had kids that was our age.
He had kids that was our age when we was in.
Like his wife and daughter are like sisters. Slick.
Age-wise.
Yeah.
That's yucky.
So, yeah. That was, you know who you are. That shit nasty. We not saying nothing wrong.
This nigga says you know who you are. This nigga, I would doubt if you ever see this, but that would be hilarious if he did.
Well, we didn't do nothing wrong.
You know who you are.
I didn't say his name, so I ain't put no allegations on nobody. I didn't even say we all went to Y'all know we all went to two different schools together, right? We went to college and high school together, so we could be talking about anything.
Nah, they know.
They know. But we got to talk about what they don't know.
You're singing.
We got to talk about what they don't know, though.
What they don't know, bro.
You know what it is, man. Baby, get the notes ready. Let's talk about what they don't know. Talk about your boy.
Get the notes ready. Who's our boy?
You seen what happened to Bob Lee, man. Tell the people what happened to Mr. Bob Lee, man. R.I.P.
Cash App got knocked off, man. They killed my boy. Stabbed him up outside of San Francisco.
You can't be saying that. He said you just got to say that he passed.
No, he got stabbed. We know he got stabbed. There's video of him leaking. I've seen the video. I did the science.
Not the science. Nigga, all you did was watch a snuff film.
He ran up to the door bleeding. He tried to get in. He couldn't get in. He collapsed on the ground on the sidewalk right there. He was stabbed to death.
But he did get up.
We didn't see the stabbing.
He did get up for a little bit and then tried to walk away. Like, honestly, I will say this. That was seeing the human body try to survive, like, through that. And, like, he's losing his life. And, like, bro, this nigga literally was on the ground for, like, 2 minutes, pop right back up like a last bit of energy to go do something, and then just fell out again, and then couldn't make it.
It's,
and
it was crazy because like nobody was around. Like nigga was really out there by himself. Like nobody was there.
Nigga caught him slipping.
San Francisco.
Yeah, he just moved there too. He just moved from there because he was actually living in Miami, starting up some new shit, some new tech shit, He was leaving the city. He was actually one a person who was complaining about it. I was reading up about him. He's actually a left leaning guy. So I mean, he probably puts a lot of his money to Democratic Party and shit like that.
He's a liberal.
Yeah, more so on that end. I was also just seeing some few things where, like, I think they said around, again, this is could be wrong, but his net worth was around like $10 million, which seemed for me a little low for a founder of Cash App. You know, I would think, and he's still the CEO of Square, and who's a former CEO of Square, and then he was doing something with, in the crypto space
he
now.
Help Chris. Yeah, he was. They say he was in the crypto, which is crazy because you know a lot of these crypto billionaires
have been dying.
Mm-hmm. So
misinformation.
There's five within like a couple months that died. So that I have the list. The first one is Moshe Gayan. He died at 29, the co-founder of crypto lending platform Marker Doha. He tweeted that U.S. Israeli intelligence, along with the pedo elite, were going to murder him. He was found dead on a beach.
Mm. Look at that.
So number two, Javier Bayosca was found dead November 22nd, 2022 in Spain. At that time of his death, he was being investigated for like one of the biggest cryptocurrency fraud cases in Spain.
He was stealing money.
Huh?
He was stealing money?
Yeah. He was stealing money from people. So he Rich created people? A program that allowed him to automate crypto trading and jumped from a fifth floor hotel because he didn't want to go to jail.
Okay. Well, like that, at least that makes a little sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He committed suicide.
Questionably.
So number three is Tian Kalander, 30, the co-founder of Hong Kong-based digital asset company Amber Group, died in his sleep November 23rd, literally the day after 2022. He launched a successful finance group. He was, I don't know if it was crypto, but it was like one of the biggest finance groups, and he made a shit ton of money, and he was like on the Forbes 50 under 50 list. Mm-hmm. He was super rich.
This was the craziest one right here.
Number four is Vyacheslav.
Good try.
It was, listen, Russian. Tehran, 53, died after the helicopter he was riding in crashed November 25th, 2022. So 2 days after the last guy, the helicopter crashed in clear weather during a daylight flight. The second passenger who was supposed to be on the flight canceled at the last moment.
Oh, yeah.
Fishy.
They told him, hey, bro, you don't want to get on that copy.
That ain't it. That
so
ain't
this
the one.
Guy, Ukrainian news agency claimed, without citing any evidence, that he was a billionaire crypto businessman with likely ties to Russian forces, Russian foreign intelligence services, and alleged he was linked to the SVR Foreign Espionage Agency and was responsible for laundering Russian funds through a system of cryptocurrency operations. That was a mouthful.
That was a lot.
But he was doing shady shit.
Now, generally, y'all know me. I'm, you know, rich packing the air, but that shit's nuts.
Days.
Like, yeah, days. That shit's nuts.
Like, within the same week. I got there's one more.
Okay. Go before ahead. One more, then I got some
Park
questions.
Mo was the vice president of Vidente, the largest shareholder of South Korean cryptocurrency exchange Bitthumb. He was found dead on December 30th, 2022, in front of his house in the early morning. He was under investigation at the time of his death for allegedly embezzling funds at the Bitthumb-related companies, as well as manipulating stock prices.
Okay.
So some of these guys was doing funny shit.
Yeah, that was five within like a couple weeks of each other.
That's sick.
Yeah, but some of them was doing some funny shit.
They were doing funny shit.
So my question is, who do y'all think is responsible?
I don't think it's the U.S. government, honestly, because if you look at the people that killed were U.S. related, like with this guy, these are folks that we're going to need in this new digital fight that we about to have. Like, we're not about to have war anymore where it's like we dropping bombs per se, because right now we got a Legion of Doom being built. We got a second Axis power, you know what I'm saying, that's actually being created right now.
Yeah, the BRIC nations.
You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody just put the Saudis and the Iranis together, and them niggas was Chinese, not American.
Yeah, that's definitely a problem.
That's a big thing. The only these thing we got now is Israel.
These niggas been beefing for years. These niggas been beefing for ages. And before we was little, got them to come together. Not the Americans, the Chinese. China just gave Malaysia $39 billion and said, we will support y'all economy. Get rid of all your U.S. dollars.
They're making moves. They're talking, I think, Brazil too, right? They're also talking with Brazil about.
Yeah, they are. Brazil, they locked in.
Like they gang.
They already locked
like in. Like that shit up.
They gave Africa $26 billion. To help rebuild infrastructure. Guess how much the U.S. has given Africa in the past year?
How much?
$49 billion. China gave these motherfuckers $266 billion, bro.
China
is fucking with everybody in the world right now.
Yep.
Getting everybody in the world to fuck with them. And niggas is not fucking with us.
But see, what happened is they've been doing good business for years, though. Where they'll give you money, let you get your shit right, and then resolve your debt. Yeah. Nah, we good, bro. We ain't even worry about that. We eat that. Got they people fucking dying. That's like you got a kid at home and he hungry and your man's owe you a 20. And you just like, nah, bro, you keep that 20, dog. My little nigga be all right. You know what I'm saying? That shit is sick.
Bro, these niggas been doing they had like an 80-year plan in motion to become like the world power again.
Yeah.
This shit. What we see it right now is just.
The plan in motion.
It's not even in motion. These just the chips falling. Yeah. This is just the dominoes falling. They've been fucking with people. They've been doing this, been doing that. Like, if people don't know, like, what we're talking about here is that China has now basically signed agreements with Russia, Brazil, where else?
Saudi Arabia, Iran.
I was supposed to actually sign in May. I heard that.
Yeah, it's still not finished.
Still trying to give the U.S. a chance to come back. Like, what you gonna do for us? But Brush straight up said, like, shit. Hey, we always making these deals to please the U.S. Like, it's time for the U.S. to goddamn please
kinda
us.
Scratch our back, you know country ass nigga.
So I don't know what the fuck they gonna expect us Saudi to do.
That's
the oil. But that's basically what China is doing now. Because Russia, bro, it's so crazy. All this shit is
Russia is fucking with them heavy, bro.
But Russia really started. Russia was the domino that started everything, bro. China and Russia been talking for years. Putin been talking to goddamn my boy Ping over here in China. Like, bro, I'm finna go get Ukraine back. He been saying that he want to get the Soviet Union back. They was pissed off. They lost the war.
They got
all their countries that split up and shit. And Ukraine was the nuclear center for the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
So when all they bases broke and up, stuff was. All their nuclear weapons left with, like, they lost the war. They lost all their nuclear energy. They lost all their fucking weapons. They lost. That was where Ukraine was. That nigga Putin was like, bro, the agreement is y'all can do this shit. We lost. All right, cool. We can't have no NATO countries on our border. So that means y'all niggas can't come to Ukraine.
But we was really bullshitting them, though, because we had been taking countries that we shouldn't have been.
We was having niggas joining NATO
when they wasn't supposed to be.
We already in Georgia. Georgia wasn't supposed to be. Georgia's part
never
of
Never was supposed
of,
to be.
Was part of Soviet Union. U.S. wasn't supposed to be in Georgia. We in Georgia.
We talking about the country of Georgia.
The country of Georgia. Nigga, U.S. was fucking with Ukraine heavy. U.S. in 1994 made a treaty with Ukraine for Ukraine to get rid of all their nuclear weapons, bro. We said, bro, if y'all get rid of all y'all nuclear weapons, don't worry. We got you. If anything happen, we got your back. Y'all just get rid of these nuclear weapons. Nobody else in the world can have nuclear weapons except for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's basically what we've been
telling. Been trying everybody. To stop anyway.
We like, listen, we the only ones who dropped the nuclear weapon before. We the only ones who pushed the button. We know what it looks like. Y'all know what it looks like. We got big bombs. Y'all don't want to fuck with us. Just get rid of y'all weapons, and we'll never use them again. Y'all won't have them. We good. We'll keep it like it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
These other countries like, fuck that. We creating our motherfucking bombs. We still got our weapons of mass destruction, all that shit they talk about. So we went over there to Ukraine like, bro, let us get y'all shit. Get rid fuck of the weapons. Us. We got y'all back. We going to hold it down. They was like, all right, cool. They got rid of the weapons. That nigga Putin was like, y'all stupid motherfuckers, I'm finna go get my shit back.
Spinning.
As soon as they did that. Nigga been playing it since then, bro. He been playing it since then, since the end of the Cold War. He's like, man, I'ma get Ukraine back. I'ma get Ukraine
back. That shit
was
a slap in the face to him.
It was. So, bro, like, y'all gonna separate my country, and then y'all gonna take my motherfucking nuclear epicenter, and get rid of all my weapons. Nigga, we've been working on this shit for years. What the fuck? Now I'm pissed off. So Putin really going to get his shit back. The U.S. spending all their money, giving all their money to fucking Ukraine to fight this fucking war. That's
proxy war.
This proxy war. We done fucking sanction Russia with all the money. They can't have no U.S. dollars. They can't buy no oil. Shit getting tight over there right now.
So they mans came over there.
Like, man, China, look, bro, come on, bro. Let's put it into motion, bro. The plan in action. Fuck with us, bro. We got to find a new way to buy this oil. Right now, the only way you can buy oil is the U.S. dollar. That's what's keeping our shit in circulation.
That's why our sanctions even work. Right. Our sanctions work.
Because we can stop you from having oil. But when these niggas, they start agreeing to these shits, and now these other countries like, nah, we'll take this Chinese yuan for this oil. Now niggas is in trouble because now countries is like, well, shit, we don't need no U.S. dollar. Here, U.S., take all your money.
And China done gave us stupid money already. Yeah. So now we already got the currency to get the oil now. You know what I'm saying? So we straight. Like, really, like I said, this shit was a master plan.
Yeah,
China, right under their fucking noses. That's why China is legit, bro. China will play you. China did this shit. The Elon Musk.
Yeah, they played the long game.
They will bring you in. They will say, hey, my friend, sit with us. Break bread with you. Treat you like one of them. Get you drunk, and then you'll start sleeping your secrets. And then after they do that, they kick you out like a fucking prostitute. Nigga, you done. You did your service. We got what we needed out of you. Go home. Go back to South America or South Africa. With your fucking electric cars. We got all your tech. We
that's
good.
That's why motherfuckers are saying, you know, these countries do need to be careful doing these deals with China, because China might just be, you know, they really just doing these deals so that they could get the upper hand. Now they giving Malaysia all this money. Now they going to look at Malaysia like, yeah, nigga, we own you, nigga. We done gave y'all niggas $39 billion. Like, y'all ain't no switching up. Ain't no going nowhere else, nigga. Y'all part of us now. Y'all can't go get no money from nowhere else to run y'all country. Like, you feel me? Like, so it's risky business, but I don't know, man. This shit looking real warish around my way.
I mean, right now, I think it's going to be a war on the U.S. dollar, and then that's going to become the war if it does get physical. I don't see it really getting into a real bomb-threading war. It's going to be real digital right now. That's what everybody's been preparing for.
It's going to be like another Cold War, like a different type of war.
I can imagine us having cities more often going out.
Like the Cold War, where it was nobody was really shooting no missiles. It was just
a lot of scary movements.
Yeah, a lot of tactics.
A lot of giving niggas money to do shit you wanted them to do.
Right.
Like shit like that.
A lot of, oh, let's reposition our ships over here, but bro, we ain't going to do nothing, though.
I don't know if y'all was aware.
By y'all shit, just to let y'all know, like, yeah, we over here, too.
I don't think y'all know if y'all were aware, but we've had power stations that been attacked in this country multiple times.
Talking about when people, like, yeah, like
where they've had snipers. Yeah, where they've had snipers shoot at the power stations, and people don't know where these people came from. They still haven't found the shooters. They don't know anything about what's going on, but they've had them attacked, and they're showing like
be a lot of cyber attacks.
Cyber attacks, power line attacks.
Yeah, fucking with the traffic lights and shit, like causing a little pandemonium shit like that. Bio, you know what I'm saying?
Chat GDP, all this AI shit. Yeah, everybody getting all their information from one source.
Nuts now. AI shit is nuts. Bro.
It's coming, bro. Like y'all,
that's why they can't plug that shit back in. Can't plug it back into the internet right now, bro. It's too much. It's gonna be an overload,
bro. It's
gonna be an overload, dog.
It's crazy what's going on, bro. Like I said, China. I had put in the notes right when I was setting up for this. Oh, China is creating a Legion of Doom right now. Like
they're creating a little something.
They got a real shit. That we don't have to worry about. Nigga, we might have to learn Mandarin.
But we didn't even talk about the fucking how these motherfuckers is doing the Fed Now shit.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of goes into
Cash App, dude. And then,
let's put it in context.
Let me take that back. The Cash App dude died. The Cash App dude died.
Wop Jones.
They was already working on the Fed Now shit. It was already in
2019.
I feel like bro had some kind of,
I'm sure there could be some beef.
I feel like he's an obstacle.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there was some copyright ideas that may have been going on.
An obstacle in the way, and you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
It was a full rollout after something happened to him. But you know, it's all crazy, bro. This government digital dollar shit is very dangerous. In case you guys didn't know,
I mean, this is kind of
the government to create a digital dollar, a cashless society. Man, I went to fucking Legoland in Florida, all cashless. You go to these games,
Legoland is lit.
Everything is cashless, bro. A cashless society is dangerous for us as citizens.
Regular citizens, for sure. Because just think about all the kind of exchanges you do for money. With just physical cash.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't do that. And no that's more.
This is why it's kind of.
They know your whereabouts. They know everything.
Yeah. And then, nigga, they could put an expiration date on your money just to keep the economy in circulation. Like, yep. You got this, your money. You need to spend this in 7 days. If you don't spend this 7 days, you lose it. Use it or lose it.
I don't know about that, but.
I mean, it can get to that point. I mean, at some point.
Use it or lose it.
That's why the
ain't no savings. You can't save no money. Because
if I earned my money, then I don't know. I feel like that would cause.
It's digital. So they mass, got control of your
like,
shit.
Violence.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to be just a stroke of a pen. And you also got to think of it like this, too. When you have this, that's why I think like when people were saying like, oh, the cryptocurrency world is going to destroy the banks and revolutionize the banking system. I'm thinking about, what are you talking about? How? Because you're doing nothing but making a information of chronologically showing every exchange.
Yeah.
That's what the government wants. Yeah, you show us every report, every time someone does a transaction. You know what everything. We can do with that?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we support? Don't that's why I think,
data
no,
can get
promise
out of
to
that
God,
thing?
My, granted, I don't believe that, but promise to God, I believe the CIA created Bitcoin. They did the Satoshi guy. They made that shit up. They wrote that little manifesto, all fake that shit, and they made Bitcoin because they knew, hey, if we just try to make this out, people are going to be scared. But if we say, oh, this is anti-government, niggas will jump on this shit.
I wouldn't be surprised with that.
Like, I honestly believe that.
I wouldn't either, but I ain't going to get too far.
No, don't know. I feel you. I know.
Because you be saying some shit.
I didn't say nothing crazy, bro. All right, I gotta talk about Chloe Bailey.
Of course.
What you gonna talk about?
Well, excuse me. I am a Chloe Bailey stan account, and I moonlight as a Halle Bailey stan account. So
that was very sassy.
I will talk about her on the episode, on the show once a week. I promise.
Tell us earlier that he actually dated some dude, right?
Okay, so that's not what I said. I said somebody's name.
He did.
No, I did not. That's what y'all heard, and we're not going to talk about off mic shit.
Not too much.
Not too much on me. Appreciate that,
not
babe.
Not too much.
So, where was I at this? Because y'all really just took me off with that shit.
Chloe Bailey.
Chloe Bailey, my baby. Okay, Chloe Bailey. So she hasn't been sailing right.
Fuck me.
She hasn't been selling. And so a lot of people have kind of been
10K.
What is she supposed to be selling?
Her album just dropped. Album. You had no idea. Of course you didn't. Right. Because it sold 10K. It's
Chloe Bailey, she ain't much of a seller.
She was like
she's more
movie.
Like a performance. People want to see her do performance.
She's an influencer more than she is an actual artist. For
people
most
liked her music more when it was Chloe and Halle. But
true.
Her fan base isn't as perceptive to her solo as they were to the group.
All right, so let me see. I'm showing somebody who kind of wrote a little think piece about it, so I'm kind of skip through whatever what she said. So, see, I think the problem is she's facing that she wishes she had the influence she doesn't have because Chloe and Halle made music from the perspective of young women who had some sense. They were signed to Beyonce and had supportive parents. They both ended up garnering a fan base of people who have sense. Chloe, however, desperately wants to tap into we don't have no sense market. And the no sense audience has already dubbed her lame. Because she appears to have sense. So the have sense. So she has an audience full of people who want to see her win, want to see her make music from a perspective of a self-actualized young woman, some kind of self-esteem. But because she wants to the audience of people who love toxic relationships, watch Zeus all day, and release music about happily getting cheated on, standing by her man, she releases music about getting cheated back after she's cheated on. Damn. She makes songs about with a known abuser, Chris Brown, and known womanizer, Future. And once the audience she wants are all who thrives off chaos and dysfunction. But the chaos audience does not like her.
Damn.
I feel that, though. This was Wilbert Moore who wrote this.
It was a Facebook post.
It was a Facebook post. He killed, right?
That's a dude.
I thought it was a woman.
No, it's a guy.
Okay. Damn.
I mean, no. Yeah. That
respectfully.
That was a very interesting and
it was on the nose.
Probably accurate. Perspective on the Chloe Bailey situation.
We've all seen that before.
But I don't know if it's her that's going down that lane or if it's more
her
so
team.
Like the label, the team, the people around her who are pushing her.
I don't know, because whoever got rocking her sister, they are protecting her. Even when her boyfriend was acting crazy.
DDG.
Yeah, like they had her protected.
Well,
they pushed
younger,
back.
She's the younger one, right?
She
like
is.
The baby. Like
yeah.
She the... So, you know, she not even...
Nah, she's a grown woman.
She not,
they both grown.
But she still even has, like, a different aura. Like,
yeah.
Chloe give you that kind of raunchy aura.
I think Chloe's image was always more sexualized than Hallie's was, but Hallie's image couldn't be sexualized because she looked like a little girl.
Yeah, she doesn't.
Even though she was of age,
doesn't give off that sex appeal like that, like Chloe does.
And physically, she's not the same kind of woman either.
Yeah, no, she's not. But I mean, not like.
But like
they're
now,
both beautiful young ladies.
Yeah, that's what Hallie is now like growing into her beauty and herself, and people are like paying attention to her now. And then they're kind of like, yeah, like
I see.
Chloe.
I don't know. I feel like it's also the music too, which I'm not 100% sure because I don't listen to. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So I'm not 100% sure.
Hallie is working on an R&B album right now with Babyface.
Oh, that shit's gonna be.
She about that shit is about to be.
Yeah, she's gonna slap.
Anything with Babyface.
Yeah, she's working with.
So
like,
who is Chloe working with?
With this one, I'm not too sure who her producers were. I think she worked with a few different producers. Cause I know Missy Elliott had a big part of this album.
Are they trying to put her like in that Beyonce mode? Cause would you say Beyonce make music for?
I feel like Beyonce
girls are the chaotic.
Beyonce made for both.
Yeah, Beyonce
could. So Beyonce had Crazy in Love.
So why Chloe can't do that?
Because I don't think she wants to.
Her marketing is not allowing her to do that. I don't know why she can't do that.
But that's what they pushing her to do. They want her to be raunchy first, and then they're gonna try to bring her along into this like.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that.
She's grown into this. You know,
because I mean, Beyonce had Crazy in Love. She had song Lemonade talking about getting cheated on and then still being with her. Like, so there
but
still
she had a husband
though,
when she was doing that.
She's not Beyonce.
She's not, but
Beyonce
she's the prodigy.
Went from the wholesome girl to the, okay, I'm a little ratchet now, but I found my husband ratchet.
She went from wholesome to like, I'm a strong, like I'm that bitch and you can't regardless
into the mold.
Say shit to me.
Yeah.
That's
what
she
what was
into.
Marketing around that time, in that
and
early
then she
2000s.
Just stayed there.
That's what was marketed at that time. We had Neo telling every woman he loved her that she had her own. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was part of
that
the time frame.
That feminism,
yeah, that was that part of that.
Bullshit.
That was all Neo.
Feminism bullshit.
It's the other side if you're trying to lift it up. But
I realized that. I was trying to do it silently.
Yeah,
thank
feminism
you for
bullshit.
Letting
yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say feminism in regards to that. They just made it a market to say, tell women, like, hey, like, you know, you can get it on your own. That's, to me, not a problem, but don't be, you got to change the way you think then, you know? That's the problem. Everybody, he didn't tell the whole story. That's
what
always been the problem.
Change the way you think for what?
You can't be traditional and then not be a traditional person. You know what I'm saying? You can't ask that and then try to wanna.
Boo! This is boring. Stop
we're not
talking about this bullshit.
We're not talking about. I'm just talking about Neo.
Let's go.
I'm talking about Neo.
No, I just I feel what you're saying.
But no, like I said, I feel like Chloe is going to be able to find her mark. I think she just has to get. Really into where she her fan base like
she
back to her
catch her niche.
She got to back her fan base again.
She got to get in her niche. She
need we
to
need
find
balance.
Out what's her real bag?
We need balance.
Are you gonna be the wholesome girl, soul singing girl? Or are you gonna be the ratchet, nasty, shake your ass girl?
You can be both, but like it's just.
I mean, you
so
can't be
right.
both. You have to be tame versions.
It's cringy to look at.
She was
when,
acting though.
Like,
that was acting.
When that you see acting. Her on social media and she's interacting with her fans and stuff, it's just like.
What does she do?
It doesn't feel genuine. It's cringy. It feels like
I feel like
she's
just being a sweet girl.
Like what is she doing? Like, is it just like corny or is it like
yeah, it's just
she
corny.
Did do that little thing with like y'all want to see my boo and then she's nobody was next to her shit.
And
but she's 20 something years old.
She
like she's
that,
young.
That like
and then
like,
you gotta think she didn't really grow up like around no regular people. Like
no, she was like homeschooled. Or something.
Yeah, she was homeschooled. I mean, come on, bro.
They been, like you
homeschool
know,
church girl.
Beyonce kind of in that.
But
life,
you can
like,
tell
so was young, so they it ain't like they was at school. Like people like, but that shit lame as hell. Like don't say that. Like they ain't
yeah,
that,
they didn't get bullied enough.
They just everybody been kissing their ass. They always been oh that's so cute, Chloe. Oh Haley, you're so funny. Like nobody
so talented. Yeah,
y'all are corny. Okay.
And then
like, go ahead,
Beyonce's been their mentor
why she
since
be.
They were like 13. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, so they've been kind of sheltered. Like,
and it's a reason why she could be trying to go after that approach because
she feel like she out now. She on her own.
Or she those people when she talks to them maybe feel like they talk to her for real. Maybe calling her lame be the first time someone's ever tried her, and she's like, whoa, that's different. Like y'all are really being real with me about how y'all feel about some stuff. Like. I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? I want to try to explore and learn this.
Yeah.
And that's just what we just seeing her growth and learning that part of it. But it's like you said, it takes time. When a nigga said something about your shoes when you was growing up, you flicked them around, you tried to change up the way you tied them and all that stuff so you could have better looking shoes. You know what I'm saying? This is just what she going through. She just didn't have it like we did in school.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what's going to happen with that. I'm definitely excited to see what's more coming out. All right, man. Hey, I feel bad for Diddy, man. Having to pay a nigga $5,000 a day for some music is wild. That's
shit. That's what happens. He knew when he was
himself. I hope so.
Yeah, he didn't do it right. And you did he. Like, you've been doing this shit. You know the copyright laws. You know all this shit. You have nobody to blame but yourself.
I mean, I would accept that he was mourning during this time when he made this song.
Nah, but nigga.
So business, he got caught slipping. Business. I feel you. Mm-hmm.
You did it, nigga.
No, but that's a sick
mogul. Bad boy. You supposed to figure this shit out. You supposed to go through the proper motherfucking protocol. So that you don't have to do shit like this. Mm-hmm. That's poor fucking management on you, Diddy.
Yeah. That money could have been going to Miss Wallace. That's real shit. But
week.
Let me ask y'all a question, though, about this Pop Smoke shit. So y'all heard about what happened with one of the people who were convicted?
Yeah, nigga.
So let's let the people know what's going on. So one of the people who were involved in the murder of Pop Smoke was 17 years old, and he was found guilty, but because he was considered a minor, he's getting 4 years in juvie as his sentence. And I'm pretty sure he probably has some more stuff after he gets 17.
They said the nigga going to be out when he like 21.
Yeah, bro. 21, 22.
He'll be out. Nigga killed Pop Smoke, but he wasn't the shooter.
He wasn't the shooter.
I think he was like the getaway driver.
So he didn't, but you know. Law work. Yeah, when, if you there during a crime trying
you
to commit a crime.
You a murderer too.
Yeah, that's your body too. So what I'm just saying is, do y'all feel as though, because I feel like because he wasn't one who caught the body, I don't have a problem with him being tried as a juvenile. But if he did catch the body, do y'all feel as though 17, 16, 15, do y'all think that they should be tried as an adult?
17 and up should be tried as an adult.
It's tough for me.
I don't think it's that black and white because I feel like if obviously if you have adults around you that are like in the life of crime and they're influencing you and you're a child and you literally cognitively are not fully developed yet, then that shouldn't weigh on you for the rest of your life. Yeah, like you shouldn't be tried as an adult.
For me, it would have to do with like, you know, the criminal record. Like I would want to know your background. Like mm-hmm. if this is the first time that you've done anything and you got in trouble, I don't think you should have to do, you know,
true.
As an adult. But now if you done been locked up, you've been in juvie in and out and you know what I'm saying? You a habitual offender. All right, now, nigga, we've been telling you. Like, you've been getting the warnings. You know what I'm saying? You've been, this ain't new to you, bro. We see you here all the time. Now you here for some serious shit. Mm-hmm. You getting tried as an adult.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I just know when you at that age, and I just go back to think of how impressionable I was.
Oh, yeah, for shit show.
You know what I'm saying? How, like, it was niggas. It was like, bro, I would listen at one point, I would listen to folks who wasn't my dad, like before I would listen to my dad about something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was that impressionable at that age.
I think everybody kind of go through that.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I can just see.
Especially if you're tough on them, right?
Yeah.
Or if you're stern and going hard on
mm-hmm. certain things. You got a standard from them. Or you could just be like, the person doesn't seem like somebody you would want to be because you don't really know everything about your parent.
Yeah,
as growing up, you
man,
know what I'm
I know it's like shit. Even me, yeah, like growing up, you know, you think one certain thing about your parents, but then when you get older, you kind of see,
you get a bigger perspective of everything.
Are, you know what I'm saying? Like with certain things, with like
okay, context,
friendships that my parents may have had with different people that didn't work out, or relationships that didn't work out. I'm kind of like, okay. I see how sense. You are right. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Now, me as an adult, I could look at situations that I remember and be like, okay, yeah, if I was such and such, I wouldn't have been cool with your ass no more either. God mm-hmm. dang, you know. And that
that's real.
Our parents who the one who was doing the lame shit. You know what I'm saying? But everybody do some lame shit, you know. It's just once funny, though. It's just funny, like, when you grow up, you kind of peep that.
Yeah, for know? Real. Like, it's stuff about my pops. Like, at first, when I first was coming up, that thought was, like, real corny. Like, I knew the amount of women he had been with. And I was like, bro, I shouldn't be able to know that and count it. You know
why,
what I'm saying?
Why not?
Because I'm like, bro, you're supposed to be my nigga. Like, I'm supposed to be like, oh, you know, there's gonna hurt some chicks over there. I'm supposed to be up thinking my dad out here killing spinach shit on the farm. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's tough when you keep know, it in the face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You can't do nothing with y'all niggas young. You can't do nothing with y'all niggas.
He couldn't resist it.
I'm telling you. He tried to hold it.
I tried not to say it, bro. But damn, it was too good.
It was too easy.
I'm going to keep that.
I'm trying to be better, man.
That was good.
I'm a better person, man. I don't want to insult people, man.
No, I'm going to keep that. That was good. But no, I'm just saying. So it's like, but as I got older, I was like, bro, like, that's not a bad thing.
No, like, it's not, bro.
But as a kid, you would look at it and be like, what, nigga?
No, it's not, bro. Like, y'all was talking about some shit on the last show. I'm not going to get into all of it. You know what I'm saying? Because some of it was a little crazy. But just talking about, you know, men having a higher standard and you know, being disciplined and shit like that.
Booty head.
Like, I'm with that. You know what I'm saying?
That's what he called it.
That's what's chaotic.
I don't know.
Booty head.
I'm not about all that, but what I will say is I do think men do, we do have to have a higher standard of, like, you know what I'm saying, the type of women we have sex with. I feel like women do too.
Yeah.
I feel like, bro, this ain't even though I feel like, this is what I think is a fact to me. You know what I'm saying?
A fact to me. So it's an opinion.
Big opinion. Outlaw opinion.
It's a fact to me, all right? You know, shout out to me. But if niggas, if men and women both together was looking at it like, man, you know what? I'm not going to have sex with a motherfucker who ain't up to par, like a motherfucker who ain't at this certain standard, like a motherfucker who ain't, like, we held
life would be miserable. Everyone would be angry all the time. People would be shooting each other even more in the U.S.
because we would be thriving. We would be doing better. People would be like, man, you know what? I'm trying to, like, I don't want to just be no fucking loser getting pussy. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just be no loser because the loser pussy ain't hitting all shit. The bitches who give the pussy.
I get
to
what you're
loser.
Saying. I was lost a little bit. I had tried to get it, but I know what you're saying. What saying. You don't want to get loser pussy.
Right. You don't want to get the loser pussy. The bitches who give a pussy to the loser, they pussy ain't hitting all shit. Everybody can get their pussy. But if I got some business about myself, I can get some business about myself pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey.
And now that's a different caliber of pussy. This pussy better. And women can do it the same way. You don't want the loser dick. You want the dick that got a job. You want the got
you think,
a job.
You think
dick.
Women be taking a loser dick thinking that at the time, currently, that it is loser dick? They be getting tricked into it. Be winning dick in the surprise, bitch.
A lot of bitches be knowing. Yeah, maybe a surprise that first time. But after that, we know.
After
now.
That, you caught the body already. Like, you might as well fucking
we know
go
now,
ahead
now,
with the
can,
nigga.
Man,
see, that kind of goes into something I read over. Y'all keep going talking
you
about
can't it. Fuck a next nigga and try to, maybe he's probably. Probably not a loser. Hopefully this but nigga don't trick me
niggas,
another body. Now niggas, I'm a whore.
Niggas get tricked too, though. Niggas get tricked into fucking loser pussy.
Niggas don't have to get tricked into fucking anything.
But that's what I'm saying.
A nigga has never been tricked into nary a pussy ever in life, ever.
I disagree. I know some
tricks. Yeah, I might agree with that.
But we going to say tricked in the sense of like, oh,
she presented the pussy and you took it.
Yeah, you took it, but you wasn't telling me the truth about the story behind it.
You didn't
pussy.
Ask no questions.
Niggas be asking questions. I done asked questions and been lied to.
I done been lied to
about the pussy story.
Tell me a lie.
I'm saying I done been lied to about the pussy story. Like,
tell
the finesse.
Bitches done said, you know, bitch might just tell me that she doing a lot better than what she really doing. You know what I'm saying? Bitch might not really have no good job. Might not be making no good money.
Oh, she was being hyperbolic.
Yeah, she like, yeah, I'm good. I got my shit.
So if she was like, I'm broke, but this pussy fire, you still wouldn't have taken it?
Yeah, I probably would though, because I don't like broke
good
pussy.
Good for you.
Broke pussy don't hit
you
the
know,
same.
Good for you.
You ever fucked a broke bitch? That shit ain't... This pussy, you know, she just really wait till after she can ask for $40.
So you just want like, that cash.
So like this pussy, I don't even want this pussy. I want the enjoyable pussy. I want the pussy happy. Get up and cook after.
Don't broke
don't
pussy
no
work harder though.
Nah, that's
no?
the thing.
Okay,
broke
that's
pussy
the,
act like
that's
money
the
pussy.
Difference between broke
that's
dick
the crazy
and broke
thing.
Pussy.
Broke yeah. pussy act like money pussy.
Yeah, broke you pussy, broke
doing.
Pussy, boring.
I know what you're doing.
I'm saying, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, broke dick need a place to stay at night, so it works
about
hard.
How to ask after. This broke pussy is worried about. It's hard for a bitch to have good sex when she's hungry.
That's real.
Hungry.
Speak on it.
Can't eat. Motherfucker like, damn, I got to go pick my kids up after this. They hungry too.
You feel her stomach grumbling.
They like,
you
know what I'm saying? Like, can't act like China.
Yeah, the motherfucking pussy ain't good now. Pussy really ready for this to be over with. I got a problem. Yeah. Pussy think about after this. What we gonna do after this? We got problems. Lights about to cut off. This the final warning on the water bill. Nigga, I need some money. This pussy ain't this.
They sending red letters now.
After that point,
that's what I'm saying. Well, pussy ain't good. But the pussy who ain't got no worries, This pussy happy to the motherfucker. Y'all can fucking, y'all go rounds. This pussy go rounds. You know what I'm saying? This pussy go crazy. You can do a lot with this pussy.
This pussy go rounds is hilarious.
This pussy go this rounds. Pussy rich go pussy, pussy without a worry, go rounds. That worrisome pussy, that ain't what you looking for.
That ain't what it is. It ain't hitting. I feel you on that though. But like I'm saying, if it's broke pussy, but it listen. Now that's different now.
That's I'm all saying. Frederick fucking cares about is listen pussy.
That listen
that's
pussy.
The only
that
type of pussy,
the best pussy
that
in the world.
This that man pussy that at listen. All.
That pussy that listen.
This nigga just wants some goddamn. This nigga just.
Hey, I'm trying to work it.
This nigga just want to control the pussy.
No, I don't want to control the pussy. I don't want the pussy to listen.
This nigga got.
I'm trying to get some money. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get some money.
When you get the money, you
man, I just wanted to listen. That's what
money,
I'm talking about.
You having the money can turn a broke pussy to a good, happy pussy.
Yeah, that's true.
And will fully
now,
make
hey,
me
as long as it's a listen
up.
Pussy, then we good.
You don't care what it do.
We gonna work through it as long as it's a listen.
Pussy be leaking, but it listen. That's all you care about. Listen. Pussy listen.
Nah, I can't leak now. We gonna take that thing into the shop. Go get you a little pack, a little shop, a little pat smear. Make sure we cleaned up in there. Yeah, clean up the shop. That's all I'm saying. All
right now. All right now.
That man said he gotta take this shit to get the smear, boy.
Get a pap smear in there, man. We gotta make sure it's legit. Gotta make sure the oil change.
Gotta get the yearly pap. Damn, I feel you, man.
We gotta make sure it's the important. pH right.
You gotta get that. Gotta keep the pH right.
Gotta keep the pH right.
Gotta keep the pH right.
Keep the boric acid on.
That's what I'm saying. When you broke, the pH be off.
Yeah.
The pH automatically off.
Well, the yeah. That's true. Because you're not eating food that's going to keep your pH. You eating deli food,
eat
fucking
Doritos
gas station hot dogs and shit, ramen.
Motherfucker that ate Cheetos for dinner 3 nights this week.
Pussy tastes like battery acid.
Yeah, you can't have that. That's a bad look.
Pussy tastes extra cheddar in this motherfucker. Like, goddamn.
Hell no.
Take you out.
Hell no.
But see, that's what I'm saying. You can't. Yeah, so you got to have that discipline. You got to, you feel me? Like, niggas can't just be out here settling for the broke pussy. Women can't be out here settling for the broke dick. Can't have it. You gotta step it up.
Or,
that way niggas will do better because niggas gonna be like, man, I don't wanna just.
Or we could change how we work with money in this world as we going into this global change of altering money with the dollar and be like, hey, bro, let's alter how we look at this, our perspectives. That is an option.
I think we should go back to like more barter and like favor.
Like
favor.
Systems.
My system would be a system where everybody participates in the necessary labor, infrastructure, education, things of that nature. 2 to 3 hours a day, maybe like not even 2 hours, like 2 to 3 hours, two maybe once or twice a week. Everybody's participating, but after like a certain age, like 25, 26, you don't work anymore. You do what you want. Your passions. The youth of your age from 18 to 27 or 25 is used for working labor, the main things that we need. You would develop skills and then we put you into the real world and now you boom. Like you actually can do that and not have people having to work till they fucking 60 years old just to live.
Sounds pretty good, man.
We can have shit like that. I got crazy. I think about shit like this all the time.
Sounds
yeah, it sounds.
Good.
I mean, people would
I'm
have
pretty
to
share some little chinks in there, but it's not a bad idea. That's kind of like my system, but my system is less. My system just is not, it just doesn't involve money. It's just more like a favor for a favor.
Yeah, my shit would be similar to that too.
Everybody just do, we just do.
You do your time, you do what's important to us.
You do your part, and everybody go do their part. We hold each other responsible, hold each other accountable. It's a better fucking world.
But if you still, but and then we can still reward people for succeeding. But you can still reward people for succeeding. If you are really good.
Yeah, if you're doing like.
Then you can get more.
If you're above average, yeah, you get a little extra.
We can.
You're a fucking. Shit, man, here you
but
go.
The bottom again what wouldn't necessarily be low because everybody's still helping. Like, we
the bottom
people don't
no
understand
low. The bottom ain't low though.
There's just for being born in this world, bro. There's an economy around that. There is money being pushed around for no reason but except the fact that people are being born,
yeah,
like speculative money. So, like, we are worth something for just existing. Don't let nobody else tell you that it's not true.
Yeah,
you are worth something even if you don't do nothing that people deem valuable.
Yes,
so that shit's for real. Like, I'm with you on that,
yeah, for sure. So I think we need to get back to more like, because money, it gets to where.
Poison shit.
Yeah, because one person can have a lot more than others and you can hold it and hoard it. And then it's like, if they go to this digital shit, now they can just track you everywhere. And it's like, who wants to live like that? Remember that movie with Justin Timberlake? In time, where they had the money on their wrist.
Well, their time was their money.
Time was their life. Yeah. Their life was their money, time, all that shit. And they just was like, oh shit, like what the fuck, my time's running out.
But that shit was real. That was like real life.
Fucked up. And that's what it's like, shit is going to. Mm-hmm. These movies, man, they be telling you some shit.
See, that's why I wanted to kind of get into this Barbie trailer, but we got to wrap it up real soon.
Talk about it right quick.
You want to get into this Barbie trailer? Man, I have real opinions
like
about this.
Got like
I have real opinions about Barbie trailer. Yes.
15 minutes, we got a dip.
Yes, the Barbie with Margot Robbie, the movie that's coming out.
About right
I'm about to. I have real opinions.
Right, let's hear it.
So essentially the movie's going to be a Barbie-centric movie, of course, where they have everybody's Barbie, everybody's Ken. Issa Rae's in it, Ryan Gosling.
These are live people?
These are real people, yeah. No, this is real people. The real
it's a live
action.
Action Barbie movie, and Margot Robbie is Barbie.
Like, you know she is, the one who plays Harley Quinn. Okay. A1 Milk. But yeah, she's going to be playing Barbie in this one. But I had an issue with this, because I'm looking at the cast. There's two black men, one light-skinned, one dark-skinned. But the dark-skinned black man is a gay man.
Really?
Yeah, the only dark-skinned Ken is a gay man.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a problem with that?
I have a problem that there's no positive heterosexual resonance.
Are there other Kens that are gay?
I'm not sure if there's other Kens that are gay.
Was Ken gay? I thought Ken
there's
was
multiple. Gay. There's Ken's not just one version
Barbie.
Of Ken.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all.
So any man Barbie is a Ken.
Every
they
single
got black ones.
Black. I mean, every single male you saw in a Barbie pack was Ken.
Yeah.
And then every
so the black ones
every single
are still Ken's.
Girl was Barbie.
Yeah.
She had friends too though. She yeah. had so other she friends.
Know, well, okay, hold on. Let's slow that. Okay, let's
this is weird on. How they doing it. There's
hold
multiple
on, hold
Kens.
On, hold on.
Okay.
Based off of what y'all just said, right? Ken was a person. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, he can be anybody.
When they put that black Barbie doll in.
Ken is a male Barbie. If it's a man Barbie, it's a Ken. Yes. If it's a man doll, it's a Ken.
And so how they're casting everybody. Yeah.
Whether it's black
or white.
Regardless.
And how they cast in the movie,
or
all
Asian.
The guys are Kens, all the girls are Barbies.
All the girls are Barbies.
So you got President Barbie. You got
Pregnant
Arthur,
Barbie.
Yeah, Arthur Barbie.
Barbie. There's a bunch
like
of different
Beach
Barbies.
Ken. You got shit like that.
You know what I'm saying? But the black Ken is gay.
The dark-skinned skin black. One. There's two black ones. One, I don't know if the other one's gay, but the dark-skinned black.
He also
only
doesn't
male
know if any of the other Kens are gay.
Yeah.
Two things. Why does it have to be black? And they definitely don't know the black community if they think it's the dark-skinned.
Hey, hold on now. Relax. Relax. I'm over here trying to support our community. My thing is, the reason why I kind of brought an opinion so strong for me was because there are going to be little girls who watch this movie, and they're going to develop opinions yeah. about what they see, because like we just said, what the movies be doing to you. So when they're going to see that the only dark-skinned guy here is a more so effeminate man, and they don't see any, that might be the only representation somebody sees from that.
Right.
And that's going to be their perspective on black men, how they might judge black men. You know what I'm saying?
So it's supposed to be a straight man.
I don't say it has to be. Have both.
But it's just like there are dark-skinned gay black men. Like that representation also matters.
And I'm not saying that it doesn't. I'm saying add a darker-skinned black male as well.
That also.
And then also we still don't know if any of the other Kens are gay.
Yeah.
Right.
I just
because
that,
you didn't care about that.
But I mean, I'm worried about my people.
Gay though. What about the people who tell their kids growing up? Oh, you playing with Barbie doll, that's not gay. But now that they see a Barbie doll is gay, and this is the Barbie doll that you're playing with.
I cannot take you serious. The Barbie
doll. I see the science, though. I see the science, though.
This shit is gay.
I feel what you... My thing is, like I said, it has zero to do with the fact that I don't feel like they should be taking gay characters out. I just don't want... Every time we see a major motion picture with a big budget like this, it always seems like the person who is who's the representation for male blackness is always shown in a softer light in regards to either him not being a leader, he's either second in command, or he's effeminate.
Let me ask you something.
I'm listening.
There before this argument was an argument that black men were hyper masculine
mm-hmm.
and always portrayed as angry and mm-hmm. hard. Consistently.
Mm-hmm.
So now the opposite is the problem?
No, not that the opposite is the problem. It's the fact that there has to be a balance.
I feel like the opposite is a problem.
I feel like the opposite is a problem.
No, both extremes of both are
like,
a problem.
I feel like the opposite.
Okay, I think that's the better.
But on top of that, I will say that I feel like the opposite is a far less accurate representation of us rather than the hyper masculine. Like, I feel like I would more so say that I would see more hyper masculine men than the
like. I can just think about feminine, in the
I work super- in more. I see.
That's where you
bleep
work.
That out. I see. I work in luxury retail.
That's where you work. That, you
yeah. So I see more
like, the niggas who like
and we
that,
live in Atlanta. We can't say that you
but
like.
The
there's
niggas
a,
that's hyper masculine. There is not a good balance. Go in there. You know
I think the
saying?
Representation
they ain't going
does
in there
matter.
To shop. Like they not going in there to shop. Those are the.
I mean, they're
the
going in there to shop for
to
their
shop.
Women, but yeah.
Yeah, are that.
I mean,
you know
the people that are working that
but,
I see on a mm-hmm. daily
but like,
basis.
Yeah, like even the people you see working, you go see, and you know, we like you say, we live in Atlanta. It's a.
Yeah,
it's
so what I'm
area,
saying
but
is.
I don't see a lot of those people. Like the
that's,
areas where
that's
I'm
what
at,
I'm saying. That's your reality.
Right, I don't see a
so
lot
I'm
of
telling
those
you
people.
My reality.
Right.
So my reality is I'm seeing those
right,
more
area,
feminine black
right,
men on a regular basis. So this representation, the opposite, is my reality, and
you don't
that
see a
might
lot of
be.
Gay white dudes.
There's gay. All of the men are gay, okay. regardless, black or
dudes.
White. The, I work in luxury retail.
That,
most of the men that work in luxury retail are also gay,
right? Those
regardless
the
of their
get.
Race.
Yeah, those are the jobs they take. Because
but we talking about black men right
the
now.
The men who ain't the men who are hyper masculine. The men who are you know those are niggas that's working in the warehouse. Those are niggas that's driving forklifts. Those are niggas that's doing construction.
Those are the
those
niggas that are buying
the
Amiri jeans and
those
shit.
Are
that
niggas, right. You know what I'm
that
saying?
Are shopping
are
there.
That's rapping in the streets or whatever. You feel me? Like right. You know what I'm saying? So it does. Your environment does matter. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But like us, like me, nigga, I'm around. Football coaches. I'm around corporate men. You know what I'm saying? Like, these men ain't feminine. You know what I'm saying? Like, they masculine. You know, they're masculine men. So, I don't think that, which I do see feminine men. Like, don't get me wrong. I live in Atlanta. So, when I go to Perimeter Mall, when I go to Lenox, when I go to Cumberland.
When you step foot outside.
Shit like that. You know what I'm saying? When I'm in the city, I see some shit like that. Now, where I stay, I don't really see it like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the south side. I go to the east side. I don't really see it like that. Now, when I'm on the Bel Air riding scooters, I see it like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how it is. But when you in those areas, that's what you see.
Yeah.
But
and like I said, my thing was never the problem with the existence of it. I don't have a problem.
Yeah,
I support
nobody,
the existence.
Nobody
my
problem
is just like,
the existence of
like
it.
The anyway. Last strong, positive male representation I can remember seeing in a kid's kind of movie that I watched was the Black Adam movie, and that was not Black Adam, The Rock, but it was the nigga who played Hawkman. Nigga was a billionaire, nigga, rich nigga, had his own shit, leading the team, and he was the strong black leader. And that's like, was back in what, November? When that movie came out? End of November?
I mean, I don't really watch movies like that, but I do hear about.
We're not watching kids' movies.
Yeah, I don't watch a lot of movies, period.
I mean,
I don't
kept
have
it,
kids.
When I say
I'm
kids,
not
I mean.
Watching kids' movies.
Yeah, Black Adam.
Yeah.
That was The Rock movie.
But no, like.
In my mind when you said that.
No, I don't really watch movies, but I have been hearing about a lack of masculine representation in movies for men and definitely for black men is what I've been hearing about lately. But like I said, I don't really watch movies, so I don't know
I
the lack
like
of representation.
Up, I feel like growing up, the number one thing was like, damn, they always gonna kill the black person first.
They yeah. was. Like, and if it was a black dude in the movie, he was like a gangbanger or a drug dealer or he was corrupt in some kind of way. There wasn't any like wholesome. Gay wasn't even.
That didn't start to The Wire.
Yeah.
No, when gay started was the first movie I remember seeing a gay black dude like being portrayed was Scary Movie.
Oh, you missed that one, nigga. Right. Will Smith did that shit way before that movie.
Which one?
The Six Degrees Separations? He played a gay dude in that one.
I seen Six Degrees, but I didn't see Six Degrees.
Yeah, we was younger, though.
I was young. Yeah, I didn't know.
That movie came out. He was in a, he had a scene.
When I saw that shit in Scary Movie, that's when I knew, like, oh, this nigga gay. Like, they playing this nigga as gay, portraying him as gay.
Yeah, it's been a, and since then, it's been a lot of instances where that happened.
Yeah. I mean, because I feel like it's, in one token, it's a response to the idea that we were treated as the brute. For a lot of time in media, so it's kind of like a overcorrection. So
it
and
is.
Also,
that's what I think it is.
And a playing on the trope of, hey, this is how the black man was seen, so now we're softening up the image. But at the same token, we still need the balance. We still need to be able to see positive, strong representations of black men that are not toxic, that are not using their power and masculinity to overpower and destroy, you know, take over people. That's still important to me.
I agree. We got to have a balance because there's people, regular people out here like us who ain't over masculine, who ain't super feminine, who just like regular guys that it make up really the more the population of us. You know what I'm saying? Most of us out here are like us. You know what I'm saying? Just regular.
And I want to forget that, you know, whatchamacallit, Michael B. Jordan just came out with Creed 3, so I won't act like that's not a strong black lead in that movie either. You know what I'm saying?
They did take pictures like kind of like all hugged up together.
Yeah, they softened them up on the promo tour.
Bro, what the fuck do y'all want to be humans or not? Yeah, like, what the fuck do y'all want?
I wasn't mad at it.
No, I wasn't mad at it either.
Okay. He just acknowledged
like,
it.
Yeah, I'm just saying like that.
Jesus,
you know,
Christ.
I'm just saying like that's what they did.
Ain't nothing wrong to hug your brother.
No, none at all.
Wrong. I hug my brother every time I see him.
You should. They was close, a little close to the face, though. I wouldn't get close to my man. It was like
cheek
that.
Cheek to cheek.
We ain't doing that.
They were like head to head.
Nah. My head is never touching my man's head forever. No reason. Pause.
I would say that some of the pictures that I did see was a little like, whoa.
They was kind of trying to feminize my man.
The little anime pictures was fly, though. The one
right before the lady lied on him, said she choked him out.
They're going to have their opinions and things that they're liking and what they would like to see. So it's all about,
you know, a black man styled that shoot.
Yeah, he
of him in the pink.
But you know why they did that though, right? That was an anime shit.
It was anime inspired.
Yeah,
there's
a character that does that. He's a big dude that wears a pink.
Niggas just be talking about bullshit, trying to demasculate the black man, emasculate the black man and shit. And it's a black man styling him.
Yeah, she's saying that that's not what the case was with this one, because the intention was to bring out an anime character whose name is Luffy or Luffy. No, that's not Luffy.
No, it was a One Piece character.
Yeah, One Piece. But basically, that's what they were doing. His name is Don Julio or something like that. Don something.
I don't know. I don't watch One Piece. It's long
as
shit.
Yeah, that shit is too. It's like 500.
Fucking
600.
700 episodes. Yeah. And then the creator came out and was like, this was the beginning arc. We'll get into the story, the actual story, soon. Stupid as fuck.
Yeah, no, I'm not familiar with any of them.
Yeah, but that's what he was. That's what they were trying to pull out.
I understand. Like, I don't. This is just what I've been hearing.
Yeah. Oh no. And no, we see there's different trends of it. We've seen Dave Chappelle in a dress.
Like way back then was when I kind of peeped at it. Now I don't really even pay much attention to it. But I, you know, when I hear about it, I'm like, okay, that's that shit what such and such was talking about. Okay, yeah. They doing it again. And sometimes it may be misidentified. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes there may be a situation where this is just
a lot of the times it's misidentified.
Shit.
It's important to identify trends.
Agenda. You know what I'm saying? Some shit look like some shit it ain't. That shit happens a lot.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it look like what it ain't.
No. Next time. That's why I say it's important to identify the trends. I know y'all try to give me hell for, you know, my support of that community. But at the same token, I identify in irregularities that's going on. I'm not blind to things that y'all try to maybe make it seem like I am. I see what's going on.
I feel you.
That's all. But hey, it's a good show, man. I appreciate all y'all showing up. It's a good green on you, brother.
Good green.
It is a good green. He bought that money. Y'all, told us. Remember, my boy getting his goals going.
Good green. Oh, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
You know what I'm saying? That's what the green is for. He got them goals going.
This is Easter green.
Yeah.
Easter green.
We'll talk about Easter next time, though, because Easter, we'll talk about it next time.
Hey, man. You know me, I'm always down to talk some religion.
So we can talk about it later.
I'm always down.
That's just funny. Like, people know the difference between like Easter and like Passover and what. Mm-hmm. Different celebrations are, so it's just kind of funny. Like,
I'm Catholic and I don't know.
Well, Passover is Jewish though, so.
Oh, okay. Right. See,
with the you know, the different resurrection.
Yeah.
You know, the different things what people celebrate at this time of the year. It's like three different holidays.
Oh, yeah, for
that
sure.
Mix up in one. But you know, being Catholic, you never heard about no bunnies and eggs and shit. You know what I'm saying? That was never talked about.
That's all pagan.
Yeah, it's all pagan. It's all about fertility.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll talk about that later, you know. But hey, man, we appreciate everybody listening to the show. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and like, follow, comment, subscribe. Appreciate everybody who subscribed now, man. All the loyal listeners, we really, really appreciate you. Keep on liking, keep on commenting, engage with the show. Let us know some topics you want to hear, some shit like that, right?
Yeah, man, engage.
Follow
with the
us
post.
On TikTok. We're about to start our TikTok, follow on TikTok. Follow I wanted to TikTok. Get a good amount of videos compiled before shit. We did that.
Also, shout out to our social media manager. She's been knocking it out the park. We appreciate it again. Misinformation.
It's a little double entendre.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, man. We got misinformation. Yeah, my boy Prime Time Rhetoric.
Yes, sir. Hey, Queens Flip.
Get at it.
Fuck you.
Get right.
Fat bitch.
You better hit us.
Wow.
Chubby round bitch.
Smoke. Oh, that's what I love. God damn. Woo!
this motherfucker.
Hey, Queens Flip, you better hit us. I'm in your DMs, brother.
Hey, man, take care of yourself. Take care of others, man. That just everything he said just goes against my motto for the show. But take care of yourself. Take care of others. Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast, baby. We out.
We got him.
You're.
This nigga psyched out. These new mics.
Shit. I gotta go to the Braves. Yes.